Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout, all episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, Labor Day Monday, live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be watching, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, plenty of both an hour from now, Joy Taylor joining me. Well, that was an avalanche of greatness this weekend. So much fun with college football. The fans were nuts. Boy, did I miss fans.
Oh, it was so nice seeing all the fans out there. It really was. Jenny jumping around, Jenny Taft. It was great. It was great energy. And I mean, last night's game
was crazy.
Are you kidding me with that ending? It was amazing.
Good to have Florida State back. They look back, even though they didn't win. You know, it is funny. And the NFL season starts Thursday, and we just had the first real major weekend of college football. And one of the things I love about football, it's not subtle. You get exposed very quickly. That team's poorly coached. That team's well coached. That quarterback stinks. This one's great. You get exposed very quickly. It's not like that in other sports. If you take hockey, you'll get to the playoffs in hockey and 8 seeds will beat 1 seeds. In the NBA, a lot of great players in the NBA, you know, they miss regular season games. So you're not quite sure what you're going to get. Oh, the NBA playoffs, here come all the stars. In baseball, hard to predict. It's just, are your pitchers healthy? Are your best pitchers ready to go? Are they pitching well? It's so dominated by pitching in the playoffs. But football's different. It's a little like UFC. Any sport that has a regulated level of violence and power and aggressiveness as sort of the keystones to the product, big, strong, powerful, overwhelms weak really fast. And Thursday night's going to be very interesting. Zach Martin, the best Dallas Cowboy current player, is out. That now makes 9 Cowboys in 16 days who have gone into COVID protocol. That's like embarrassing. And it's interesting because the Cowboys, there's a lot of stories that we're all kind of gravitating to. Zeke's in the best shape of his career. Here comes Dak. He's back. He gets a preseason with McCarthy. They have a new defensive coordinator. Oh, four or five promising young defensive draft picks. But I look at Dallas this morning with all these COVID protocol stories, and I think, man, it's just a lot of questions. And Tampa Thursday's got nothing but answers. If you take out Zeke in the running back unit, Tampa is better at quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, O-line now that Zach Martin's out, D-line, linebackers, safety, corner, and coaching. This has an Alabama-Miami potential feel where you got a couple big brands and one really great team. Mike Evans was quoted saying this week, the wide receiver that Tom Brady prefers to throw to, we are miles ahead of last year. Don't confuse interesting story with good football team. It's not going to take you long to figure this out. I mean, you watch college football this weekend. It doesn't take long in football to spot a poorly coached team, to spot a Miami Hurricanes. Oh, they're not, this isn't, yeah, that's not going to work against Alabama. That's what football gives us. And I look at Dallas and Tampa, and I start looking at the units. I wrote down this morning the 10 best players. It was 9 Tampa Bay Buccaneers and 1 Dallas Cowboy. It was 2, Zach Martin and Zeke. And now Zach Martin is out, COVID protocol. Don't be surprised if Thursday doesn't have a little look like Alabama and Miami had. You think you're getting a good game. Alabama had answers. Miami had questions. I have a feeling Thursday night's going to turn out just the same. And I want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. One of the things I've talked about for years and years, stop trying to be right and just get it right. Don't fall in love with your voice. Don't fall in love with your culture. Don't fall in love with your system, your style. Just get it right. Don't worry about being right. Guys sometimes just get paralyzed. I got to be right. I got to be right with this argument. How about get it right? So Alabama looked unbelievable. But what's really amazing about Alabama, Nick Saban is almost 70. And football coaches get to be 70 and they get crusty and they get stuck in their ways. And this is the way we do business. And Nick Saban's the opposite. He now recruits his quarterbacks from out west, not the south, not loyal to it. He gets his coaches, his assistants now from the NFL, not college, not loyal to college football. Nick Saban is loyal to one thing, getting it right. He doesn't care about being right. And most college football dynasties last about 6 years. Mac Brown at Texas, Pete Carroll, USC, Urban Meyer at Florida. They last about 6 years. Nick Saban's now is lasting, this will be the 14th year. And why? Because, believe it or not, the state of Alabama has the great adapter and evolver in sports in America. This dynasty started as defensive line, linebackers, and corners. It just suffocated you. It was all defense. And then the game started changing. Chip Kelly in Oregon sped the game up. The game started getting really fast, and all the rules were changing. And Saban goes out and hires Lane Kiffin. Right? Like he got fired. It's like, oh man, Lane Kiffin. And Nick's like, no, I'm going to hire that guy. And they changed the offense. And now this program is not about defensive linemen, linebackers, and corners. Oh, they're still good. It's about quarterbacks and wide receivers. It's literally, he's completely changed his identity. Nick Saban, defensive coach, now does the best job in the NFL. He's got 3 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Like now, it's a quarterback program. Now, it's a wide receiver program. I mean, the running backs were good then, they're good now. That's something Nick's always going to run the football when he can. But it's a great acknowledgement that Nick is never stuck in being right, thinking he's got it figured out. He's a constant evolver, a constant adapter. We're going to literally, there's a story in the New York Times, and he was asked about it. And he said, you know, the game got fast. The rules were all changing, and I looked around and I thought, it doesn't matter how good our defense is. You can't stop everybody. People are going to drop 30 points on you. And Nick's like, all right, let's get it right. So he and Lane Kiffin, he brought him in, and they worked on it, and they figured it out together. And I have a soft spot, you know, as I age, I have a soft spot for Andy Reid and Belichick and Saban and Sean Payton. There's constantly willing to change. Don't fall in love with their voice. Don't fall in love with their style. That's how you coach football. Don't have to think old just because you get old. And this dynasty, listen, is it great for college football? The same team feels like they're going to win. They're winning 50% of the national championships. Yeah, probably not big picture. But the ratings this weekend were huge. The crowds were unbelievable. The attendance was up from a couple years ago. So, I mean, I'm not going to stop watching college football because the best team happens to be in Alabama. I didn't stop watching the NFL, and for the last 20 years, the best team nine times was in New England. So, but there's a reason Belichick and Andy Reid and Saban are at the top of this sport, college and pro. So there's a reason. They don't think they have all the answers. Curious guys always looking to upgrade.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it wasn't as close as the score indicated, but for the first time in 13 years, a Pac-12 team beat a ranked SEC team. And what you saw UCLA at the Rose Bowl clobbering LSU was an utter coaching mismatch. But Ed Orgeron's easy to like. He's tough and got a gravelly voice. He seems like a regular guy who drinks beer. He's got a big presence. He's rah-rah. He talks like football coaches talk. And Chip Kelly's prickly and quirky and an intellect and an innovator. And he's not rah-rah. And he has no interest in the spotlight. And he has no interest suffering fools in the sport. Chip Kelly was dominant at Oregon. 46 wins and 7 losses. He actually won in the NFL in Philadelphia, winning record. The Niners was a terrible mistake by him, and he knows it. He took the bag of money and decided to go back to college. He had to tear down UCLA's program, and I mean down to the studs. At one point, he had 50 players, and they beat USC. Now, USC's not great, but he basically tore it down to the studs because his team and his offense and the way he does business is simply different than the staff and the roster he inherited. But they're a really good football team, and they're going to win the Pac-12, and I don't think it's going to be terribly close. And what they did was a coaching mismatch. But Coach O is much more likable. He's much more what we're used to from football coaches, the look and the sound and the voice and the yelling and the intimidation. And Chip's always been different, and he doesn't care about it. But some of that blocking by UCLA over the weekend was football art. The execution was classic Chip Kelly, where he was taken, just to give you a difference in the rosters. LSU had 5 players drafted in the first round in 2020. UCLA in 5 years has had 3 first rounders. So in terms of recruiting, LSU, of the 22 starters, probably has 17 guys that are superior in terms of the eyes of NFL scouts. Didn't matter. A complete thrashing, domination, ran the football whenever they wanted to. And if you go back and you find that things on replay or the highlights, the blocking schemes were so smart and so effective. It reminded me of those old Vince Lombardi films years and years ago, though you could find them on YouTube. Vince Lombardi talking about how to block the sweep, and this guy's got that guy. And some of that stuff looked exactly how UCLA drew it up. It was an utter coaching mismatch. No game this weekend had a more innovative coach and a more outdated coach on the same field.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
With that, we go to Brock Cuer joining us live, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing, 6 years in the NFL. You call the LSU-UCLA game, and it's interesting. Chip Kelly's different. He's not like most college coaches. If you went into a Starbucks and saw him reading a book in the corner and it could be philosophy, you'd be like, yeah, that's Chip. But I kind of appreciate that. He's not into the spotlight. He's not high or low. He's a real thinking man's football coach. And I don't know how long it lasts, but what I watched and what you broadcast, I thought it was so crisp. I thought the execution was so good. What am I to make of it? Does it have any lasting power?
Well, if they stay healthy, Colin, they should win the Pac-12. I mean, I don't know if I'm overreaching there just 2 weeks in. Maybe that's a little overreaction. But if they stay healthy, and that, Colin, was what jumped out to me the most. And frankly, what I told him in our meeting, I said, Chip, I don't think I've seen a college team that had zero guys injured. Zero. I mean, we watched them practice. There were over 100 guys on that field. There was nobody in the weight room, nobody on the exercise bike. When I saw them a couple years ago against Oklahoma, where Jalen Hurts just destroyed them, they had all sorts of guys banged up. Their numbers were low. And he said, well, yeah, I mean, we're over 80 scholarships for the first time. Got over 100 kids here. We spent extra time during the COVID period extending our off season. They were the last to finish spring ball because he wanted to develop them. And Colin... Again, this is the best O-line in the Pac-12. This is maybe the two best running back combination in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
There's no question in my mind this is the two best tight end package in maybe all of college football. Martinez and Dulcich are phenomenal. DTR is going to make some mistakes, but he didn't make very many of them Saturday night. And if he limits those with 25 guys that play on defense, they're going to be a very, very hard out.
You know, Brian Kelly, for whatever reasons, has never gotten an NFL bite. And I was told years ago he was a little interested because Notre Dame's a hard job and the boosters and the history. And it's a tough job. I mean, they're all the good jobs are tough jobs, but Notre Dame comes with a lot of stuff. And for some reason, and I think some of it is he's not overly likable. He had a joke this weekend that fell flat. He screams at players. But I don't know. When I watch Notre Dame, I always just say it's not easy to win there. And nope. I don't think it is. I don't know. I just think he's a great coach, and he's the only great coach we never mention among great coaches. Why is that?
Because they didn't have the national title that Jimbo or Dabo or Nick has or some of those. I think that's one. Two, when he's been on that stage against Alabama, it's been men versus boys, unfortunately for him. And number three, Colin, he's always been a college guy, you know, much like myself in this broadcasting gig. I loved doing the NFL last year, but I've done college my whole life, and he's been just a grinder at the collegiate level, working his way up at Cincinnati before he was at Notre Dame and Grand Valley State and other spots. But what you see, Colin, and getting to know you over the years as I have, I think what you see and what I see is a guy that hires a tremendous staff. And that is the NFL world, right? That's where I think Urban, I'll be very curious how this is going to work. I knew he was going to take that job. He couldn't say no to it, Urban Meyer. But as far as a staff situation, I think there's some question marks there. Brian Kelly has turned his staff over when it's been wrong. He's been willing to make that move quickly, which you have to. You have to fail fast. An old Amazon, theology is, you know, let's go for it. But if it's wrong, we got to fail fast. And he knows how to hire a tremendous staff. That was on display last night.
Let's shift to the NFL. You played 6 years back up to Peyton Manning, who we were talking about you the other day, and has great admiration for you and what you're about. And the Cowboys-Bucks is interesting. I said earlier to start the show, football's different than other sports. The truth is very clear very quickly. When you have a sport with a regulated level of violence and aggressiveness and power, small shrinks fast, slow, can't catch up quickly. And I look at this Dallas team and this Tampa team, and I think, is this going to be Miami and Alabama? You got 9 guys in COVID protocol, Zach Martin out. Give me your thoughts about week 1 in the NFL. The gap between the best in the NFL and average is not as great as college. But when you watch Tampa-Dallas, what will you watch for? What would concern you if you're a Dallas Cowboys zealot or fan?
I'm watching Dak Prescott and his movement. I want to see how explosive he is off of that injured leg, right? He's got a banged up shoulder. He is going to take contact, as you reference that defensive line. And that is the greatest strength for Tampa Bay, is that group up front. I remember talking to Justin Herbert last year, Colin, as he transitioned to the NFL. And he said, Brock, man, these ends are on you. It's not like college, man. That pocket just gets squeezed. The air gets sucked out of it. And, you know, even if I rush back in my drop, there's JPP, right? There's the other side, Shaquille Griffin there, or Shaquille Barrett. There's, you know, the first round pick, Tryon from Washington, that can just fly like a rocket. So that's what I'll be watching for. How comfortable is Dak moving? He's taking no contact. That was a significant lower leg injury. It was a significant shoulder injury.
Yeah.
I don't give them great chance Thursday night, Colin, but if I'm a zealot, I want to see him move. And not just the hip movement in warmups, right? I don't need to see that, Shakira stuff. I want to see him in the pocket, step, move, be explosive, be powerful, be dynamic, which he is, which is why he got paid $40 million a year. That's where my eyes will be Thursday night.
That's a great way to put it. You and I are both from the Pacific Northwest. And I said, you know, it's the Seahawks make so much noise is that there's like 4 different guys this offseason unhappy with their contracts. And most of that stuff, you know, you just keep under. That's not stuff that goes public in New England or Baltimore.
Right.
Seattle, it always goes public. And how does it play in the Pacific Northwest, and what do you make of it?
Well, in the Pacific Northwest, the people loved how loud Richard Sherman was. I think he changed some of that passive-aggressive mindset that we talked about in that run that they had for so many years. All of a sudden, that Seattle fan that's, you know, I don't know if I should jump in. I'm a little more passive-aggressive. It's like, oh, if Richard's doing it, I'm in. Let me go. Richard's our mouthpiece. So I think they're a little more comfortable, but Colin, I think many of us that follow this team sit there like you do and say, hold on a second. How many other sit-ins were there in the NFL this training camp? Sit-in, not sit-out, not hold-out. How many other sit-ins around the whole NFL? Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs, Dwayne Brown. I mean, three of your best players just said, yeah, I know Pete Carroll will understand, right? He's a good cop. Those guys upstairs trying to get my deal done, they're the bad cop. The good cop, he loves me. He kind of enables this. He empowers me. So I can just sit in and skip practice for 3-4 weeks. Yeah, there can be some adversity. This can be a new system. This is a whole new language. We watched it with Aaron Rodgers. We watched it with Tom Brady. What happened? Was it easy? Was it just clean sailing? No, it was difficult. It was choppy waters with LaFleur and with Rodgers. It was choppy with Tom and Bruce Arians. Why won't it be choppy in Seattle with Russell and Shane Waldron, a first-time play caller? It's going to be. It's going to be some choppy waters, and they got to hope, kind of like Green Bay and obviously with Tom last year, that those waters calm down in the second half of the year.
I know you spend a lot of time in Colorado now, so anybody I get from that area, I ask about the Denver Broncos and Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. Joey and I have talked about this. I understand sitting young quarterbacks. I get it. I really do. What I don't get is when you have Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater, one is clearly a bridge. And Drew, to me, you got to see now if he can play. Like, okay, now we've got a real offseason. I was shocked they chose, and I like Teddy, that they chose Teddy over Drew Lock. You know, you hear all that's going on with the Broncos. Explain to me what they're doing at quarterback, because I got to be honest, most of these decisions I get, that one I don't.
Pretty simple, Colin. Vic Fangio and his staff have to win. So Peyton comes in, George Peyton from Minnesota. He's year one as the GM. If this were year one of GM and year one of head coach, this would be Drew Lock, in my opinion. But it's not. It is a year that Vic Fangio has to win. And what do veteran coaches always do? Right? They always trust the experienced player.
Yeah.
Especially this player that in Minnesota, right, with a good supporting cast, got in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, went, what, 5-6-1 in Drew Brees' absence. So they are going to trust the guy that's done it before, that's won games before. They are in contract years. I know that sounds business. I know that sounds cold-hearted. I know that sounds maybe overly simplistic. But to me, that this decision was made once Teddy showed that, yeah, okay, yep, now I see what he did in Minnesota. Now I see what he did in New Orleans. This roster is good enough to win double-digit games and be a playoff push with him under center.
By the way, what's your next game you're doing?
Right here in Colorado, right here. Texas A&M, the SEC, coming to the Pac-12. It was huge, man. It was huge for UCLA. George Kliavkoff, the new commissioner, was in the Rose Bowl calling. I've called a bunch of games there. It's never been as electric as it was Saturday night. And Chip's got a good team. This will be one of the most difficult games of the season. Book it. They have not had to handle Prosperity, right? They being the Bruins. And Fresno State's good. They're not elite, but they are very good and very physical. UCLA wins this one. They could be a double-digit win team this season.
Good stuff. Brock Heward, great to have you on the team at Fox, man. Thanks.
You bet, Colin. See you, Troy.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
One of the things about the media, that they get criticized for that, and it's totally justifiable criticism. We do that a lot in our business. The headline doesn't match the story. This headline sounds frightening if you're a Packer fan. Packers could prioritize cornerback Jair Alexander's extension over wide receiver Davante Adams' contract. Yeah. Yeah, he's younger. He's great. There's a million wide receivers in college that come out every year, and it's, let's be honest, it's harder to find cornerbacks. Now, first of all, once Aaron Rodgers said, hey, I'm 50-50 on retirement, and he acknowledged in August, July, he was there, I'm not sucking up to Aaron anymore. Like, that comment to me was jaw-dropping. I didn't get it. I thought it was crazy. I think it shrinks his market. I wouldn't want him, seriously, unless I was desperate, like maybe Denver will be in a year, I wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers, period. 50-50 retirement. All it takes is a couple of shots to the head and 50-50 becomes 70-30, I'm out of here. But the second thing is, you can be two things simultaneously. You can be great and replaceable. Automobiles. I got great cars. There's a lot of car dealerships. There's a lot of quality stuff out there, right? Like, you can be great and replaceable. There's like 13 teams in the NFL, maybe 12, 11, I would say 13, that have great wide receiver combos. Seattle, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, and they've always had no problem getting Russell Wilson wide receivers. They've yet to replace Richard Sherman. Jaire Alexander is arguably the best corner in football. You can't find another one. You lose a great corner, good luck ever finding another one. Wide receiver, think about this. Julio Jones leaves Atlanta. They draft Calvin Ridley. He looks like a top five receiver in the league. Antonio Brown leaves Pittsburgh, like a game changer. An hour later, they got Chase Claypool. Nobody can stop as a rookie. He's in the end zone constantly. Stephon Diggs, unbelievable talent from Minnesota. He leaves. They draft Justin Jefferson. He's like a Pro Bowl level wide receiver. College football now, so many spread offenses. Kids now don't want to be running backs. They want to be wide receivers and quarterbacks. That's why we're getting more great wide receivers and quarterbacks in the NFL. I would not that I'd want to move off Devontae Adams, but if you told me Devontae Adams or Jaire Alexander, I don't know if you'll replace Jaire Alexander. I don't think you could do it in the next three drafts. By the way, how many corners have Green Bay drafted over the years? A lot. He's one star. He's not, you can't duplicate him on the market. Devontae Adams is great, but if I could move him at some point and get multiple picks, I could roll the dice, draft wide receivers, and feel much greater getting something close to him than getting something close to Jaire Alexander. Now, ideally, you'd want to keep both. They're both great, great players. And Devontae Adams is a good locker room guy. But, you know, this morning I was writing down organizations that have great wide receiver units. Dallas, Tampa, Seattle, Rams, Chargers, Tennessee, Steelers, Buffalo, Cleveland, even bad teams, Jags, Bengals, bad teams get the wide receiver right. Why? Because it's easier. If I said to you, great cornerback tandems, you don't even think of one off the top of your head. You don't. You're like, well, Denzel Ward's hurt a lot. They're just not out there. So that headline is much scarier than reality.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app. Where Colin was right.
We predicted UCLA would upset LSU. Pac-12 teams don't beat SEC teams much. We predicted it, and we said UCLA had so many seniors on that defense. They're a bunch of grown men, and they pushed LSU around. You don't see Pac-12 teams push ranked SEC teams all over the field. But UCLA, by the way, Zach Charbonneau, I'm not sure how long he's going to be up in Westwood. That kid looks like an NFL back to me. But UCLA looked well coached. They were old. They were physical. And I watched at least highlights of every Pac-12 team. They look significantly better and better coached than any Pac-12 team I saw. USC's in big trouble. It's not going to be friendly when they meet. This is a really good UCLA team.
Where Colin was wrong.
You know, the Patriots quarterback situation was a complete miss by me. I didn't know if Mac Jones would play. He started 1 year in college. Belichick's got to win games. Cam Newton, I thought, was starting in the preseason with the ones. And all you hear is Cam, and now it's Mac Jones' team. Mac outplayed him. Got to be fair. I was wrong. He was the one college quarterback I wasn't in love with, but he completed 69% of his throws. He had a 97 passer rating. And when Cam made that misstep with the COVID, I think that kind of sealed it. But he's been a surprise to me. Now, again, the Patriots played starters in the preseason. Not a lot of teams did. So I don't know what to make of it. But he's accurate. He gets his feet under him. He gets him in and out of plays quickly. And from what you hear from coaches and players, he's got some leadership it. So here you go.
Where Colin was right.
NFL executives had a poll last week. And in that poll, major skepticism regarding Tua in Miami, their quarterback. Only 11th. Executives in the NFL put Miami 11th in the AFC. Said one executive, with Tua, I'll believe it when I see it. Now, you know I've been skeptical of this because I don't see the special. I don't see it in the arm. I don't see it in the athleticism. I don't see it in the size. And it should be noted, this team went out and made contact with Deshaun Watson's peeps. So as much as the Miami fans want to yell and scream at us, your own team has some issues or concerns with the ceiling of Tua.
where Colin was wrong.
I had Clemson potentially playing for the national championship, and they got pushed around by Georgia. They couldn't run the ball. That young quarterback, you know, he was locked in on certain receivers. I didn't see their wide receivers get any separation. I think their offensive line looked completely outmanned. And the wide receiver struggled, their O-line struggled, their quarterback struggled. They had 2 yards rushing all night if you include the sacks. And it, simply put, Georgia's defense had way better players than Clemson's offense. We know it's not the coaching with Clemson. We know they do that really, really well. So I don't think Clemson's a powerhouse unless they make major upgrades on the offensive line.
Where Colin was right.
I've always been a Steve Sarkisian fan. I thought this was a tough opener. Louisiana brought back like 15 starters, but they looked aggressive. They were clever. They were very multiple, and Sark did what good coaches do. He gave the ball to his stars, and they may maybe have the best running back in the country. I thought the offense, they really played with a style, with a point of view. I thought just from all their multiple looks, they're young. This is not going to be his best team. They're going to stumble at some point, but I thought they looked really well coached. And I think football is one of those rare sports, I really do, where you can see well coached and poorly coached teams very quickly. And I thought Texas looked well coached.
Where Colin was wrong.
Just when I'm about to anoint the Dodgers as a World Series champ, they lost 2 of 3 to the Giants. Will this team ever stay healthy? Cody Bellinger is hurt or awful. Mookie Betts hurt again. Now A.J. Pollock's out. Max Scherzer had a hamstring issue and had to leave early. If you lined up the rosters for the Giants and the Dodgers, you'd swear to God it would be all Dodgers. But situationally, they get just good enough pitching. 2 of 3 over the weekend went to the Giants.
Where Colin was right.
I've always said with Cam Newton, I've never seen a disconnect bigger between the media and the NFL. The media loves him, Cam Newton, and treats him like he's Mahomes. And the NFL execs don't. He didn't have a market when he was a free agent. Now he didn't have a market as a backup. Will Greer was off the market in 30 minutes to Dallas, and Cam Newton has not even been a rumor that somebody is interested. Now, many people say, well, Cam doesn't want to be a backup, and that's quite possible. But at this point, I think most people would be honest and say he is a backup. So, I mean, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl and out-dueled Tom Brady, but he's viewed as a backup, and that's okay. That's what Nick Foles is. And that, I think, is what Cam is. But I've always said there's just a disconnect. Most of the time, the media treats stars like stars, and good guys like, you know, good quarterbacks and backups like backups. We got to be honest about Cam now. There's no market for him. There wasn't a year ago, and there's not now.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, the two quarterbacks I had the most skepticism coming out of college were the two highest graded, Mac Jones and Zach Wilson, in preseason. Now, I don't know what to make of preseason, but the three guys I like, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and Trey Lance, Tony Romo is now comparing basically Zach Wilson to Patrick Mahomes. So Tony Romo knows football. This is the inverse of what I predicted success. Now, it's preseason, but whatevs, I got to be honest.
Where Colin was right.
Finally, the Ben Simmons situation gets worse every 2 weeks. My rule has always been in the NBA, where stars run the league, not coaches, GMs, or owners, is that if a star is unhappy, get on the phone and move him. You're just going to give him more and more leverage because stars know they have power, and they're not going to be patient, and they're going to come out at some point and make demands. James Harden basically said, I'll play for three teams. I think the Sixers are getting a little stubborn and a little precious here. Ben Simmons' value is just not great. Off of that Atlanta series, he appears indifferent to coaching. It's just gotten worse. Every 2 weeks, there's a new story. And you can tell, by the way, Simmons is feeling more empowered every 2 weeks. He's gone from may not show up to camp. Now he is officially demanding a trade with Ben Simmons. I think they got to move him. And I contend Golden State is the place to move him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Brian Kelly yells at players and occasionally has a really bad joke that doesn't land. But I will say this. He's had four head coaching jobs. He was good in one, and he's been great in all three. People don't understand how hard it is to win at Notre Dame. When Lou Holtz left, yeah, they had four coaches that whiffed. And then Brian Kelly has now won 10-plus games in the last 4 years. Whether you like him or not, yells at players, tells bad jokes, whatever, dude can coach. He took a Wisconsin transfer quarterback, Jack Cohen, who was just average, and last night unleashed him, and the kid threw for the most completions, the most yards, the most touchdown passes in his career. And Wisconsin's got a good staff. But Notre Dame's hard. They ask a lot of their student athletes. How many times have I talked to a Notre Dame player in my 20 years doing this about the academic load they ask of their players? It's really hard. It's cold weather. Many of the cold weather titans of years gone by are now dead as programs, like Nebraska. By the way, look at the three rivals of Notre Dame. USC, Michigan, and Stanford are not in the same class as Notre Dame. This sport has changed. The SEC now dominates it. There are very few cold weather programs. Why? Because kids have options now. The warm weather kids can stay closer to home. It used to be you had to go to a Washington, Nebraska, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan. Now you just go to Florida or Florida State or Miami or LSU or Georgia or Auburn. Or kids stay closer to home, and there's more great talent south than there is north. But Notre Dame and Brian Kelly have prevailed. They are a great program, held on last night. Here's the kick that won it for them.
This would win it from 41 yards out. We await the snap. Hold is down. The kick is up. Ball game. Notre Dame wins. He nailed it.
And they run off into the locker room to celebrate the win, giving the tomahawk chop as they leave. What a moment for Jonathan Dorr.
By the way, college teams rarely beat other good college teams on the road. That's a big thing for Penn State over Wisconsin or Notre Dame over Florida State, and the Noles look like they're back. I asked Brock Huard, college football guy for Fox, former NFL too, about why Brian Kelly doesn't get the love of others.
Because they have the national title that Jimbo or Dabo or Nick has or some of those. I think that's one. Two, when he's been on that stage against Alabama, it's been men versus boys, unfortunately for him. And number three, Colin, he's always been a college guy. I think what you see and what I see is a guy that hires a tremendous staff. And that is the NFL world. Brian Kelly has turned his staff over when it's been wrong. He's been willing to make that move quickly, which you have to. You have to fail fast. An old Amazon, theology is, let's go for it. But if it's wrong, we got to fail fast. And he knows how to hire a tremendous staff. That was on display last night.
Yeah, and Nick Saban and Brian Kelly have no problem admitting, I'm wrong, I'm pivoting, I'm moving off stuff, I'm elevating, I'm adapting. And that's why two older coaches and a lot fail and a lot don't age well, and both have. Notre Dame's like a top five or six program. And I remember saying years ago, they'll never get back. The sport has changed. Kids are staying closer to home. They don't want to go play 90 minutes from Chicago. They don't want to. A lot of the academic powers. Stanford has gone down. Their rivals, USC, Michigan, gone down. Notre Dame's a real team, real players. They can go toe-to-toe with anybody not named Alabama. Maybe Clemson. But I think they can go toe-to-toe this year and play with Clemson.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
It is interesting in our space. I can always tell when football season's close because my email and Twitter, people get nastier and meaner and angrier. Why? Because we love football more than other sports. So everybody gets crazy and unglued. So the quarterback in the league I've been very critical of is Tua of Miami. Oh, I can't believe it. Your own team tried to trade for Deshaun Watson. Your own team in Miami has questions about Tua. What are you talking about us for? The second one is the Raiders. And I've said this, I would never give John Gruden's personality a 10-year contract. There's a lot of businesses you can be out of for 10 years. The post office, work at a grocery store, not NFL coach or Silicon Valley. And I have felt from day one, I still don't know what the Raiders are. I don't know what they are. 3 years into this rebuild, what are they? They're not good defensively. They don't have a pass rush. They just lost three starters in the offensive line. What are they? Well, here's an example, because I've said, when you give somebody that's highly emotional, and that's Gruden, ultimate power, Jim Harbaugh's a little bit of this, is that if you surround them with too many yes men, they become their own worst enemies. Well, here's a story of the day. Joy Taylor has it on players they just cut.
So they just waived 2020 third-round pick Tanner Muse, who was a linebacker from Clemson.
Third he round.
Never played a snap for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Because he missed the entire last season with a toe injury. So this is the second of their third-round picks from 2020 that they have moved on from the Raiders before ever playing a regular season snap for the team. And to add insult to injury, today is Tanner Muse's birthday. So
now he'll probably get picked up by somebody. Third round picks usually get, you wave them, they get picked up by somebody.
Well, so they had Muse and Lynn Bowden Jr., who was traded to the Dolphins prior to the 2020 season. So he's the other one that they've already moved on from. Brian Edwards was the other third round pick who's projected to start at wide receiver. But yeah, their
drafting has been a lot of misses.
Yes.
A lot. You know, and the thing that always jumps out to me when I see a team get taken over, is there a plan? This has always been my thing. I never judge a coach on their first year, but I got to see a plan. And I knew when I didn't buy into the Raiders' plan, when they talked about we got to get high character guys in the draft. So they overdrafted players who were nice guys. And then they started signing like Antonio Brown and Richie Incognito, who can play. You wouldn't classify them as high character guys. I'm not saying they can't play. And there's a space for, you know, both those guys in the NFL. I got no problem with Richie playing or Antonio playing. But you can't tell me your plan is high character. I think Vontaze Burfict got brought in too. It's like, timeout. Those are three of the guys that you would not define as high character. So what's your plan? And what's happening with the Raiders? John is emotional. And emotional people wake up. Every day, you got a new plan. You got a new idea. You're hot and cold on personnel. I have never liked coaches having a big say in personnel. Coaches coach, GM's GM, owner's own, quarterback's quarterback. John now, I think, and Harbaugh had this at Michigan. You simply gave a highly emotional person way too much power, and they become their own worst enemy.
Well, he has power, he has say, but he also has a long runway. He has lots of time, all the time in the world, the most time ever, because he has that contract. So you can't move on from him. So if these draft picks don't perform, if they don't take a big step up, then it's going to be Mayock who's moved on from, not John Gruden.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.